Today I'm privileged to have as my guest Mr. Baseball, Branch Rickey. 50 or 100 years from now, my only claim to fame may well be the fact that I was the first Negro to play Major League Baseball. This could never have happened had it not been for Branch Rickey. I'll be talking to Mr. Rickey, the president of the New Continental League, right after this important message. Well, Mr. Rickey, let's talk about the American League. Washington wanted to move their ball club to one of your member teams, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Did the major leagues put the whammy on that move, or what happened?
We're in the neighborhood of gossip. I can tell you that my understanding is that Washington itself wanted to move. I had a nice talk with Calvin Griffith, the owner and president of the Washington club. And Calvin Griffith has a hard row to hoe, and he wanted to move. The American League would not let him move. If the American League is going to give some of its players, the dregs, the outcasts, the fellows they don't want, to anybody, they would certainly have some moral obligation to Calvin.
Then you talk, Mr. Rickey, as if the expansion of a ninth and tenth team in the league would only have three eighth place ball clubs rather than one like they're having
have,
now.
They'd have Washington in eighth place, for example. I'd like to see them higher, but suppose they were to finish eighth, the next ones would not be a good ninth or tenth because they wouldn't have any players. You can't get players for a ninth and tenth club in the present American League or the National League. That's the silliness of it. That's the absurdity of it.
Well, where does that put the Continental
it's
League,
what
then?
Del Webb said it was. Silly.
Silly. All right, now, where does this put the Continental League? They're looking for four teams if they expand two more. Now, you're looking for eight teams.
Yes, we don't get our players to contend with the American League. It's 4 years from now and more before we would expect to play the American and National League clubs in a World Series. We are going to play on an equality of talent. We have an equal distribution of players. We play one another during that period. We will produce boys that may steal 60 bases, and a 20-game winner in the pitching department. Some kid may hit 400. As a matter of fact, our recruitment comes chiefly, I hope, out of the free agency field. And the American and National League know that, and while in their heads many of them favor us, in their hearts they fear us.
Well, Mr. Rickey, I just want to say that I think you know how I feel. I sincerely want to say that I hope that God gives you many, many more years of successful effort here in this country of ours.
Thank you, Robbie. Your kind words must be somewhat extravagant because of our long and pleasant personal relationship.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.